Hey, good morning, everyone. I am here on behalf of Nitya, welcoming you all to this beautiful Friday morning and for this offering by Shilpa. We are deeply grateful to her for this offering and for being so generous with her offer. And I think this Prosperity Portal community is such a blessing in our lives. And Nitya may not be able to join. Something came up, so let's see what happens. But nevertheless, Shilpa is going to go ahead with this session today, and she's going to take us through it. I'm going to not waste any more time, and I'm going to completely hand it over to her. So over to you, Shilpa. I'm going to spotlight you. I'm going to make you also a co-host.
Okay.
So that you can, if you need to share your screen, something like that,
you can. Thank you, Paddy. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. And I'm really, really excited about sharing this with all of you. I started doing this, or I started offering this as a workshop in 2018. And since then, there are a lot of people who on every Amavasya practice this. So again, my invitation for all of you is this recording is going to be available for all of us. And the beauty of this workshop specifically is that there are so many of us together. The last I did together was with 21 people, and I experienced fabulous energies during that time. And right now I can see 31, and maybe the number will grow. But then that is the kind of, you know, we are going to experience energy in the multiples. So it's a wonderful thing. Let me just quickly explain to you the concept which we are going to use. And like you must have seen the video that I asked you to prepare for water and labels and stuff. So most of us are aware of Dr. Masaru Emoto's experiment which he did on water. And we are also aware that even if we label the water, like the water we store at home with words such as love and heal, the water changes, you know, the constituency changes. So here we are going to use the same concept, but I have also merged it with the moon, and we are doing it on a new moon, thereby meaning there is no moon today. And so the idea is, as the moon grows from today, so is the prosperity in our life going to grow, you know. So earlier when this is of course based on a book which I read, written by Vitaly Gray and Chara Gardner. It is about the prosperity mantras. So I just have, you know, merged these concepts which we believe in, and it has done really good to me and many more people. And hence I thought this is the best place to share this with, because we are all good millionaires, and we all want to help others, you know, and become rich. So I think this is the best thing. So one is the moon cycle, and then the moon also affects, has its impact on the water, and we all have more than 70% water in our body. So that is another concept, and hence doing it on a new moon really, really helps. Plus we are going to be using affirmations. So these are again, you know, seeds which we are sowing in our subconscious. And the third thing which is going to happen is discipline. Like every new moon, we are, so earlier when I used to do, there are these 16 words which I told you to be prepared with, and there are going to be affirmations related to that. So earlier it started on the new moon, and till the next 15 days, the fortnight, the cycle, each day we used to do one affirmation and the water ritual. But sometime back, that is actually the last new moon, I actually in the meditation got a change, kind of a download, that now do it only once, all the affirmations together. So I'm doing it three times, each affirmation, and the order also was changed. And so this is what I want to share with all of you. Let's not really waste more time, or, you know, let's just start. Before that, I want you to all pray to whoever, wherever your faith lies. Let's invoke the blessings of our gurus, teachers, almighty, and especially the elements, all the elements and water, because water is going to be here as a blessing for all of us. So let's just close our eyes and take a minute to invoke the blessings of our teachers, gurus, ascended masters, gods, goddesses, angels, and the elements. All right, and I'm going to play the bowl for all of you. My request is, if there is someone who has undergone a surgery or has a wound or is pregnant, to not listen to the sound. So you could just mute me till I'm playing the bowl. It's going to be another 2 more minutes, but anybody suffering from cancer or any of these diseases, just keep me on mute and do not listen to the frequency. But for others, the intention I'm playing this is for releasing and emptying yourself, letting go of anything which stops you or is a barrier or a blockage from reaching to your highest potential of your map. And that map is money, abundance, and prosperity. So Natasha, if you're fine, totally out of the effects of the surgery, it's fine. Yeah, so it was 5 months ago, it is, I think you would be pretty fine right now, and you seem to be good. So yeah, all right. Okay, and but at any point of time, if you feel restless or even irritated, just mute me. Yeah, thank you. So coming back to, you know, the second intention before we start this. So the intention is letting go, emptying ourselves and anything that doesn't serve us. Yeah, so close your eyes.
Thank you.
All right. We are ready to start. So I hope everybody is ready. Once again, let me tell you, a jar or a glass of water, an empty bowl in which we are going to pour your labels either under the bowl or on the bowl if you have stuck them. Yeah. And the first word we are going to start with is gratitude. And in fact, I like all of you to unmute yourself. And yeah, Zoom has the feature that it is going to just, you know, allow only one person's voice to be heard, but that's just fine. Any of our voices can be heard. And repeat after me the affirmation. Yeah, so what I can do is, let me quickly give you the list, and if you can just start writing on a paper, it wouldn't take much time. Let's do that. Yeah, for those who have not written the labels, the first one is gratitude. Yeah, get the bowl, get water, get a spoon, because it's like, you know, we are going to be using the spoon to pour the water in the empty bowl.
Shilpa, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Do we need a lot of water, or we just pour into the bowl once? So we need to empty.
We need at least a glass of water, because we'll be using one spoon, you know, till the affirmation. So there are about 16, you know, words, and
we'll at least 16 spoons.
At least we'll be doing it thrice each one.
Okay.
So accordingly, take some water. Yeah. And if you feel that you're like the water is finishing, then take a little. That's also fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shilpa, okay. All the chits and labels don't need to be put under the bowl, one at a time. All right. So right now, only the first one, which is the gratitude one, will either be on the bowl or under the bowl. Yeah. So after we finish the gratitude affirmations, we'll go to the next one, which is the trust. So do I dictate that list? Does anybody need the list, or what is it like? Magdalena, did you get it?
Please share the list.
I'll do that. So
thank you.
Gratitude.
Thank you.
The first one is gratitude. The second one is trust. The third one is money magnet. The fourth is miracles. Fifth, manifest. Sixth, millions. Seventh, nest egg. Eighth, fortune. Ninth, focus. Tenth, action. Wow, Shridevi, thank you so much. Bless you. Action, then comes opportunity, unlimited, then is prosperity, wealth, cash flow, and success. Are we all ready to start? Okay. So,
quick question. We just have to tear these into chits, right?
Yeah. just a piece of paper and you've written gratitude on it, and we are going to put it under the bowl or the glass or stick it. Yeah.
Just separate sheets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shilpa, does the color of the ink matter?
So usually for prosperity, green is good, but it's just fine. Okay. So maybe later from next month onwards, you can have nice, beautiful, like my personal ones are like green paper and written in green, you know, so that is what I've done. So
thanks.
So we have to place all the chits under the bowl?
No, just one at a time. So we are right now working with gratitude. So only the word gratitude chit has to be put under the bowl.
Okay, thank you.
So now two things when we are doing, I'm just checking how many. So we are 48. Just imagine a circle, because I'm calling this prosperity flows yajna. So it's like, you know, all of us are sitting together. So just imagine the prosperity portal community sitting in a circle, and all of us like yogis have this in front of us. Yeah. And we are setting an intention for the prosperity to flow in all our lives. So just set that intention, take that time. Just visualize all of us sitting in a circle. And when you're going to be repeating this affirmation after me, that time, literally give yourself in that affirmation, you know, just be there. Give all the energy, focus all the energy on that water, which is going to be poured in the bowl. Yeah. So let's start. Take some water in your spoon, and we are starting with gratitude. And I'm going to repeat it thrice, so just don't worry, okay? I'm thankful for what I already have. I give thanks for the bounty of the universe.
I give thanks for the bounty of the universe.
The love of my friends and family.
The love of my friends and family.
The wonderful life itself. And the many gifts I enjoy. My gratitude takes me closer to my goals.
My gratitude takes me closer to my goal.
Okay, now you can put this in the bowl and take another spoon. We'll do it again.
I'm thankful for what I already have. I give thanks for the bounty of the universe.
The love of my friends and family. The wonderful life itself. And the many gifts I enjoy. My gratitude takes me closer to my goals. One more time. I'm thankful for what I already have. I give thanks for the bounty of the universe.
I give thanks for the bounty of the universe.
The love of my friends and family.
The love of my friends and family.
The wonderful life itself.
And the many gifts I enjoy.
My gratitude takes me closer to my goal.
My gratitude takes me closer to my goals.
Lovely. Now change the chit take the trust chit and keep it under the
bowl. Do we have to remove gratitude?
Sorry?
Do we have to remove gratitude?
Yes, remove the gratitude one and put the trust one below it.
Shilpa, do we keep holding the spoon of water when we are saying the affirmation?
Yes. And you are saying it on it, so you are charging that water.
Okay. And we say the three affirmations with that one spoon and then pour once we are done one
so
round.
So you can have one spoon every time, so three spoons, or you can have one spoon for all the three times we are doing. So that's just okay. We are charging water, you know.
Okay.
I have a quick question. So we put the chit under the bowl, right?
Yeah.
Under the bowl, and I didn't get the water pouring there. So every time you're saying the affirmation,
so I am, you know, I'm holding this water in the spoon. I'm right. Charging the water by saying the affirmation, and then I'm pouring it in the bowl.
Oh, each affirmation you take the first.
So it is up to you. You can do it each time, or you can do it once for the whole, like three times. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the next one, which is trust. Okay. I trust that I'm being guided.
I trust that I am being guided.
The goodness of this universe.
The goodness of this universe
will guide me towards prosperity. No matter what my path looks like, I'm provided for in each moment.
I'm provided for in each moment.
I trust that I'm being guided.
I trust
the goodness of this universe.
The goodness of this universe will guide me towards prosperity.
No matter what my path looks like.
I'm
provided for in each moment.
I'm provided for in each moment.
I trust that I'm being guided. The goodness of this universe will guide me towards prosperity. No matter what my path looks like.
I'm provided for in each moment.
Okay. Now we're going to put the chit of money magnet. I am a money magnet. I attract money into my life.
I attract money into my life with ease and grace.
With every sip I take. I allow this blessed water to do its magic. I am a money magnet. I attract money into my life. With ease and grace. I allow this blessed water to do its magic. I'm a money magnet. I attract money into my life. With ease and grace. With every sip I take.
every sip I take.
I allow this blessed water.
I allow this blessed water.
To do its magic.
To do its magic.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Miracle.
This one said sip I take. So are we supposed to sip this water?
No, we sip
okay.
it later.
Okay. Thanks.
I am ready for a miracle.
I'm ready for a miracle.
The wonder of a child.
The wonder of a child.
Eyes wide open. I am willing to receive the gift of this universe.
I am willing to receive the gift of this universe.
I allow this water.
Wash through me.
Like the first rain. After a long drought. I am ready for a miracle. The wonder of a child.
Eyes wide open.
I am willing to receive the gift of this universe. I allow this water. To wash through me.
Like the first rain.
After a long drought. The next one is manifest.
Shilpa, just one quick question. Like when we are affirming these things, so should we close our eyes or should we look into the chit? Or on the water.
Look on the water. Focus your energies on the water, and then
oh,
also Shilpa, the chits that we are removing. Should we just put them aside? Like
yeah, just keep them aside because you'll be able to use them every month if you intend to do it. You know,
right.
Shilpa, just a moment.
Yeah.
Could everyone unmute? Everyone mute their mics because when everybody's talking, the words are getting lost. So, like, we can mute and chant so that everybody hears your voice clearly. Is that enough?
The intention was, you know, because all of us together, that energy is going to create magic for us, yeah?
Okay.
So, all I'm doing is I will first say and then others can say. So, you hear me clearly and then all of you can say.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, let's start manifest. Yeah. I am the creator of my own destiny.
I am the creator of my own destiny.
Together with the divine spirit, I can accomplish anything. Prosperity is at the core of my being.
These thoughts.
I allow the sacred water to bless me.
With its power to manifest abundance.
I am the creator of my own destiny.
I am the creator of my own destiny.
Together with the divine spirit, I can accomplish anything. Prosperity is at the core of my being.
Prosperity is at the core of my being.
With these thoughts, I allow the sacred water.
I allow the sacred water
to bless me.
To bless me.
With its power to manifest abundance.
With its power to manifest abundance.
Let's go to the next one. Millions. I am an enlightened millionaire.
I am an enlightened millionaire.
The money I attract,
allows me
to take care of all my immediate needs.
To take care of all my immediate needs.
So that I can give.
More of myself to others.
Just like millions of water droplets. Gathered in the ocean. I gather my strength for a decisive new move.
I am an enlightened millionaire.
The money I attract allows me to take care of all my immediate needs. So that I can give more of myself to others.
Just like millions of water droplets.
Gathered in the ocean. I gather my strength for a decisive new move. I am an enlightened millionaire. The money I attract allows me to take care of all my immediate needs. So that I can give more of myself to others. Just like millions of water droplets gathered in the ocean, I gather my strength for a decisive new move. That's the next word. Step by step. I am building my wealth nest. I carefully arrange
My golden eggs.
I nurture them.
With patience and love. Until they are ready to hatch. I am blessed and supported.
I am blessed and supported.
As I build my sacred nest egg.
I carefully arrange
my golden eggs.
I nurture them with patience and love.
Until they are ready to hatch. I'm blessed and supported. As I build my sacred nest egg.
Step by step,
I'm building my wealth nest. I carefully arrange my golden eggs. I nurture them with patience and love.
Until they are ready to hatch.
I am blessed and supported. As I build my sacred nest egg. The next one is Fortune. The fortune of the universe is available to me now. I am open to receiving it. I have the vessel to contain it. Like the lake that has filled with the fresh waters of the rain. I'm ready to be filled with the fortune of the universe. The fortune of the universe is available to me now. I'm open to receiving it. I have the vessel to contain it. Like the lake that has been filled with the fresh waters of the rain. I'm ready to be filled. Fortunes of this universe. The fortune of the universe is available to me now. I'm open to receiving it. I have the vessel to contain it. Like the lake that has filled
like the lake that has been filled with
the fresh waters of the rain.
With the fresh waters of the rain.
I'm ready to be filled.
I am ready to be filled
with the fortunes of this universe.
I'm focused on manifesting clarity in my life, prosperity in my life.
Like the stream flowing down. A single path.
It is the focus
that gives me strength.
To overcome any obstacles on my way.
Power of this blessed water helps me stay focused on my path. I'm focused on manifesting prosperity in my life. Like the stream flowing down. A single path.
It is this focus that gives me strength.
To overcome any obstacles on my way. The power of this blessed water helps me stay focused on my path. I'm focused on manifesting prosperity in my life. Like the stream flowing down. It is this focus that gives me strength to overcome any obstacles on my way. The power of this blessed water helps me stay focused on my path. The next word is action. I commit to take action daily. This will help me to become more prosperous. May every action I take bring me closer to my goal. Like the flowing river, I move towards my vision. I commit to take action daily. This will help me to become more prosperous.
May every action I take
bring me closer to my goal. Like the flowing river. I move towards my vision.
I move towards my vision.
I commit to take action daily.
This will help me become more prosperous.
Every action I take, bring me closer to my goal.
Bring me closer to my goal.
Like the flowing river.
Like the flowing river.
I move towards my vision. Opportunity is the next word.
What is the next word?
I'm open to infinite possibilities. I commit to actively investigate.
Every opening
that is gracefully provided to me. I'm mindful of coincidences.
I am mindful of coincidences.
I listen to my inner voice.
I trust my inner guidance.
I am open to infinite possibilities.
I commit to actively investigate every opening that is gracefully provided to me.
I am mindful of coincidences. I listen to my inner voice and trust my inner guidance. I'm open to infinite possibilities. I commit to actively investigate every opening that is gracefully provided to me. I'm mindful of coincidences. I listen to my inner voice and trust my inner guidance. Next word is unlimited.
Shilpa, just a question. Will you share these affirmations with us later?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm ready to receive unlimited abundance. I deserve to receive unlimited resources for my use. I see my world. expanding in unlimited ways.
Expanding in unlimited ways.
I'm ready to receive.
I'm ready to receive.
Unlimited abundance.
Unlimited abundance.
I deserve to receive.
I deserve to receive.
From the abundant universe.
From the abundant universe.
I attract unlimited resources.
I attract unlimited resources.
For my use. I see my world. Expanding in unlimited ways.
I'm ready to receive.
Unlimited abundance.
I deserve to receive.
From the abundant universe. I attract unlimited resources.
For my use.
I see my world. Expanding in unlimited ways. The next word is prosperity. I choose to live a prosperous life.
I choose to live a prosperous life.
I consciously choose to create my destiny. Every problem I encounter provides me with valuable lessons. Every step gets me closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. I choose to live a prosperous life.
I consciously choose to create my destiny.
Every problem I encounter creates new openings. Every mistake provides me with valuable lessons. Every step gets me closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. I choose to live a prosperous life. I consciously choose to create my destiny. Every problem I encounter creates new openings. Every mistake provides me with valuable lessons. Every step gets me closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. The next word is wealth. I offer my abundant wealth.
I offer my abundant wealth.
For the good of all.
For the good of all.
I create wealth. And contribute. The betterment of all beings.
The betterment of all beings.
I serve and inspire. Through my abundance. I offer my abundant wealth. For the good of all. I create wealth and contribute to the betterment of all beings. I serve and inspire.
Through my abundance.
I offer my abundant wealth. For the good of all.
I create wealth.
And contribute to the betterment of all beings. I serve and inspire through my abundance.
I see a constant flow of money coming into my life.
I'm willing to create, both to give and receive, to stretch beyond my comfort zone. Water teaches me to flow, heal, and bend. I see a constant flow of money coming into my life. I am willing to create movement, both to give and receive. Water teaches me to flow, heal, and bend. I see a constant flow of money coming into my life. I am willing to create movement, both to give and receive, to stretch beyond my comfort zone. Water teaches me to flow, heal, and bend. Last word is success.
Success.
Sorry, which one is the last word?
Stress. I am a success story.
I am a success story.
I choose to learn. From my losses and celebrate.
From my losses and celebrate.
My winnings. No matter what happens.
No matter what happens.
I will take a positive attitude. I have everything I need.
To succeed in my life.
It is up to me.
To create what I desire.
I am a success story.
I choose to learn from my losses.
Celebrate my winnings. No matter what happens.
Take a positive attitude.
I have everything I need. To succeed in my life.
It is up to me to create what I desire.
I am a success story. I choose to learn from my losses. And celebrate my winnings. No matter what happens.
I take a positive attitude.
I have everything I need. Succeed in my life.
It is up to me to create what I desire.
Now we've completed the affirmation. I just want you to pour, cup your hands like this, with your hands, and just for a minute or so, bless the water completely now. You can mix if there is any water remaining in this jar. You can mix it in the charged water, yeah, because it's going to be charged together. And just imagine the blessing it with love. The blessing water with lots of love. And doing your gratitude for making your life beautiful. Gratitude for the prosperity in your life, for the abundance in your life, for all the joys in your life, for all the love in your life. For the health in your life, for grace in your life, just bless the water. You could imagine it surrounding with a pink light. Now this water you can drink and you can fix it in the water which you have stored at home. So as you keep filling more water, now I think everybody can mute yourself so able to hear me speak there. So you drink this water, give it to your family members, sprinkle it in your house, pour it in your plants. If your pets, mix this little water in the water of your pets, and then it is going to keep recycling, because as much water you add to your original storage of water, it will keep recycling. So, and every month you can do this so that you will see the energy expanding every month on the new moon, that is the Amavasya, or 2 days after that. So because the energy is the same, so Amavasya or 2 days after that, you can do this. And the best thing is to use this recording, because since we are all together, it will actually like multiply, you know, it will not feel like you're doing it alone. It will feel like you are actually having this yajna, you know, together with everyone. And I can see about 48 people, which is wonderful. So yeah, yes, keep in mind.
Thank you very much, Shilpaji. It was a very, very blessed thing for all of us. But I request you a thing. Why can't we do it every new moon if it is not really bothering you?
Sorry.
All of us together.
I would love to do like, I would love to
like
do
I this. Think we can make this as a ritual for us, all of the prosperity portal people, like your presence and your energies will be with us.
That would be lovely. We'll check with Nitya if he is okay with this. This is a wonderful suggestion. Why not all of us do it together? So yeah, let's check with Nitya and then decide this. We'll leave
it. Yeah, I second Kirti. It's really a good idea, because when you do collectively, there's something.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's leave it for Nitya to decide that, but yeah. Thank you so much for being here. This was so lovely. I'm feeling so blessed to be with all of you and doing this together with all of you. Yeah, I'm just reading everybody. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shilpa. It was really a beautiful ritual. And like Dr. Kirtin Mai said, it would be nice, you know, if everyone would like to get together. Why not? It is totally okay for everyone to get together and to do this. Whoever wants to, why don't you, Dr. Kirtin Mai, take the initiative and create that, you know, reminder and put it out on the group so that people can join and y'all can have it. Why not? It's beautiful. Thank you so much for taking us through this. Yeah, and
thank you, Paddy.
Gratitude.
I will send a document to Nitya so he can put it on the portal where all the affirmations which I said are there. All right.
I have a suggestion to make, Shilpa. Mm-hmm. I think it would be very nice to make a PPT for each of these 16, right, with the affirmations you have, and play it when we are doing it, so that, you know, because we couldn't hear most of the words you were saying, everybody, there was a delay in other people's voices. So at least we can read it along with you.
Okay, that's right. Fine.
Right?
Yeah. Just give me some time to create this.
No problem. And if you need help, do get in touch with any one of us. Maybe we can help you put that together.
Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's a great idea. I'll do this.
Thank you.
Shilpa, I can help you in creating.
I'm filled with an ocean of gratitude towards you and this entire community. May all of us be great millionaires.
Yes.
And so it is.
So be it, and so it is.
And so it
is. Yeah, that's blessings from a banker, by the way. So we really mean it.
Dr. Shilpa Shubram has offered to help you put that PPT together.
Okay.
Shilpa, I can help you too. So yeah, we can work together.
I mean, we can, you know, have a personal chat and take it from there. Right. Yeah.
Great. So is that it for today, guys? Thank you so much. Shilpa, is there anything else that you would like to share, or is there any anything else for us to keep in mind?
Nothing. It's just that, you know, let's keep doing this every new moon and let the prosperity keep flowing, you know, in our lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very deeply grateful to you for this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shilpa. 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 Thank you,